And at the end of the service, a mother was dragging a little boy behind her, and she told the missionary that she felt like God was directing her to be a missionary. And the missionary said, "He is indeed." And he pointed at that little boy and said, "And there's the heathen God wants you to preach to." What an incredible opportunity we have to be missionaries in our own homes. And mothers, you're a big part of that today. You know, the Bible tells us that mothers are to be honored. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother." And our mothers are to be honored, and they are to always be honored. Proverbs teaches us in the 23rd chapter, verse 22, "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." And so God wants us to respect and to love our mothers. The Bible says in Proverbs 30, verse 11, "There is a generation that curseth their father and does not bless their mother." Of course, the Apostle Paul said in Romans that when a society rejects God, that society is characterized as a people that are disobedient to their parents. Mothers offer comfort. Isaiah 66 teaches us that mothers are, you know, God uses mothers as an illustration to speak of his comfort and his compassion and his love. Mothers are carriers of life. Psalm 139, verse 13, "For thou hast possessed thy reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." And we know that mothers are teachers. And you know, how many times does a mother teach their children the love of God and those Bible stories? And, you know, just so important. We think of what Paul told Timothy, who had a godly mother. He said that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Now, we understand also this morning that mothers are humans, and they have a sinful nature. They're not perfect, and we're not lifting them up on the pedestal of perfection this morning, but we're highlighting their importance in our lives. And God does that as well. A godly mother always wants their child to honor and follow God. A godly mother always wants their child to follow the Lord. And motherhood, parenting is hard. Many tears have flowed down a mother's cheeks because of their child. You know, Eve wasn't the only mother that was affected by the curse of sin. Suffering has spread throughout all generations, and Christian mothers, believing mothers, suffer today. I wish it wasn't true, but it is. For as long as there have been mothers, there have been tears, because mothers carry a special burden for their children. And I want just in these next moments to talk about the tears of mothers for a moment. The tears of mothers. I think when we think of the tears of mothers, we have the tears of a mother for a wayward child. The Bible says in Proverbs 10, verse 1, "A wise son maketh a glad mother, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." And the word there, heaviness, is the idea of sorrow and grief and anguish. And I know this is true because I was myself a rebellious teenager, and I had broken my mother's heart on many occasions. I've lived a life of selfishness, doing my own thing, living to please myself. I was, at one point in my life, that foolish son. And I will never forget the times hearing my mother cry because of my actions. It is definitely burned into my memory. And the Bible teaches us that many tears have flowed from the mother's eyes because of a wayward child. How many tears are crying because of the selfish decisions of a child? A mother knows the heartache of those decisions. A son who breaks his mother's heart, someone penned these words, "Can this earth have any more irksome load to bear? Foolish son," he writes, "it is not your mother only with whom you have to deal. God put into her heart to love you, to watch over you night and day, to bear with all your waywardness, to labor for you to the wasting of your own life. All of this is God's law in her being, her maker and yours knew that by putting these instincts in her nature for your good, he was laying on her a heavy burden, but God is good and God is just. Not only have I caused tears, but as I became a pastor and a parent, I've witnessed also and prayed with mothers who have shed many tears for their children, heartbroken because of the choices that have been made and the decisions that they have made in their life. I think of the tears of a mother for a wayward child. I think of the tears of a mother for a hurting child. I cannot forget Mary, the mother of Jesus, watching her son die, beaten until he was barely recognized as a man. And as the words of Simeon, he said to Mary in Luke 2, verse 35, that this child will cause pain and sorrow in your life like a sword that would pierce through your soul. And this was not because of a wayward son, because Jesus knew no sin, but this was because of a suffering son. And a mother cannot bear to watch their children suffer. They would rather bear that affliction upon their own life than to see their child hurt. A mother cannot bear to see their children struggle, even when they know it is for their good, even when they know it is God at work in their life. Jeremiah spoke of the weeping of the women for the hurting of his people. Nebuchadnezzar had defeated the Jews, destroyed the temple, and carried the royal family away in captivity. The desolation was upon the land. There was great hurt and great hardship that the people were facing. And Jeremiah writes in chapter 9 that the women would let their tears flow, that they would see their daughters and their sons, and that they would cry tears for the hurt of their children. It would be Jeremiah that would illustrate a mother's tears as the tears of Rachel for her children. Her children, descendants, would be carried away to Assyria. That would be Joseph's descendants, and then Babylon, Benjamin's descendants, in Jeremiah 31. And we remember from what the Bible teaches us that Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin, and his name means my sorrow son. I think about the tears of a mother for an uncertain future. How many stories do we hear of a mother who cries those tears because of the devastation in their life? You hear stories all the time, and our heart breaks. Mothers who husbands pass away, and there she's holding small children in her arms. Maybe a father who should be a help to her and stability in her life runs away with another woman and leaves her alone with the children, and she has no money and she feels like she has no future and she's afraid. I think in the Bible of Hagar, she was an Egyptian maidservant far from her own home. She became pregnant with Abraham's child, and Sarah mistreats her to the point where she runs away. Can you imagine the hurt and the sorrow of an uncertain future in Hagar's life? And yet God comforts her. I think of the story even this morning of my own mother-in-law who her husband leaves her, and she has three children and they have no money, and the Christian school calls her into the office and says to her, you're going to have to pull out your kids because you don't have any money to pay for the bills. You know, she was mistreated, and all the things she faced, concerned about her future, concerned about her children, lots of tears in motherhood. I think about for the moment here this morning the tears of a mother for the loss of a child. I think about this morning all the mothers that had to bury their own children. All the mothers who gave birth to a stillborn or faced the devastation of a miscarriage. Painful, difficult times. I've conducted funerals where a mother weeps at the casket of their son or their daughter. I think of Mary at the tomb of Jesus for just a moment. I think of the thousands of mothers who mourn their child's death because of the jealousy of Herod. So much loss, so much pain. And I'm not sure this morning the tears you've cried, mothers, or the tears you will cry. I think for a moment of Hannah, crying real tears for the possibility of being a mother, sought the Lord that the Lord would make her womb fruitful. And I know that this message may sound negative, and you're like, Pastor Burns, what a depressing message this morning. This is Mother's Day. But as we focus on the tears of mothers, I want to focus this morning on how God sees those tears. This is the truth that I want to remind you today, mothers. Of course, this is not just for mothers. This is for fathers and for brothers and sisters if you're a child of God. How does God see your tears today? Quickly, think about this. Number one, God sees your tears. God sees your tears. God sees your troubles and your distresses. And God knows and sees every tear that you cry. I love the story of Matthew 10 as Jesus is speaking this wonderful truth that there's not a sparrow that falls from the sky that God doesn't know about. God knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10, when Hannah is crying outside of the temple, God saw the anguish of her soul. When Hezekiah is sick and in great distress, God says in 2 Kings 20 verse 5, "The Lord has heard your prayer and have seen your tears." David in Psalm 6 speaks of the groanings, and he speaks of the tears and the grief that he had experienced. And then in chapter 6 of the book of Psalms, he says, "The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer." The Bible teaches us that it's that broken heart that God pays attention to. In Psalm 51:17, the Bible says that a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. Mothers, motherhood is hard, and it can be heartbreaking. But I want to remind you this morning that God sees every tear you cry. But secondly, I want us to think about this. God cares about every tear you cry. Not only is God aware of your tears, but God cares about them. Many times we say to our children, our child may be crying, and what we say to our children, we say, "Get over it." God doesn't say, "Get over it," to his children. God cares about our tears. Psalm 56, verse 8 says, "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" God's aware of our troubles in our life, and he's concerned about them. The Bible says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." God cares about you. The Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." God sees your tears. God cares about your tears. But God will wipe away your tears. The Bible paints this wonderful picture of heaven. And in Revelation 21, the Bible says that when we step into the presence of God, that God will wipe all the tears from our eyes. And of course, the tears speaks of burdens. Those tears speaks of concerns. Those tears speak of the heaviness of life. And it's a wonderful expression of God's tender love and his care for all of us. As Jesus was passing through Nain, there was a mother at Nain who was crying over the death of her son. And Jesus says this wonderful truth in Luke 6, verse 21. He said to her, "Weep not." And we know what the Lord Jesus, he raises the dead. Great comfort is found in the Savior. Great assurance is found in the Savior. I read a story of a woman that suffered greatly because of the rebellion of her son. When their son was a teenager, he went through a rebellious stage and seriously misbehaved. He ran away from home, experimented with drugs and alcohol, and had a brush with the law. And his parents were sure that one day he would end up in jail. And he rebelled against parental discipline, and he chose friends from a worldly crowd, and he had no use for church or the Bible or for preachers. And the mother, because of that, became very depressed. Doom and gloom reigned in the home, and really the devil had his way in that family. Even the father stepped away from the Lord's work for years and took a job with a trucking company. And then the Lord dealt with the mother. The Lord said to her in the stillness of her heart, "What have I ever done to you that you'd be so depressed? Have I stopped loving you? Have I turned against you? Don't you know that I know all about your boy? Is my arm shortened that it cannot save? What do you mean by being depressed when you still have me?" And that mother was convicted. She asked the Lord and her family for forgiveness, and she turned her soul around, and she began to sing hymns. And as that little boy or that boy would come to the home, that mother was no longer miserable, and it was him that was kind of pushed to the side, and he saw the Lord do a wonderful work in his mother's heart, and it didn't take long when that foolish son put his faith and trust in Jesus and got saved. And that boy went back to high school and earned a diploma, and he witnessed to his former friends, and he went on to college, and he majored in Bible, and he loved his parents, and he studied the Bible, and he made plans to raise his own children in the way of the Lord. God will wipe away our tears. It is God that gives us comfort and grace in the trials of our life, grace for every day. And so God, he sees our tears. He cares about our tears. The Bible says he wipes our tears away. But lastly, and I'll be done this morning, God will turn your tears into joy. When Jesus was nailed to a cross, there was great sorrow in the hearts of his mother and his disciples. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." What does it mean? It means that we can cling to him in the sorrows of our life, and we can trust in God. It may be hard to see how your sorrows could ever be shouts of joy today, but God can do the impossible, and God can move in ways that are far beyond our ways. You see, in Jeremiah chapter 31, the cries of Rachel would one day be cries of joy. The cries of the mother of Nain would be replaced with cries of praise. And guess what? Hannah would have a son. And Mary would see her son again. The Bible teaches us that God can be trusted. We can have faith because God knows what is best for our life. Motherhood is hard. From when they're babies, toddlers, and we know it doesn't get easier when they're adults. There's no shortage of tears, mothers. There's no shortage of burdens. But I just want to remind you in this simple message this morning that God sees your tears. And God cares about those tears. And God will give you the grace and the comfort to wipe those tears away. And I believe by faith that one day he'll turn those tears into joy. So be faithful to the Lord and trust in him. Mothers, thank you for all that you do. God bless each and every one of you for your influence in our life. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for all that you